Chapter 4. Absence of Mr. Mailer. "Not since he's slouched off to find you," Major Sweet shouted, glaring at Kenneth. "Down below there."
"Find me?" Kenneth said indifferently.
"I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't seen him."
Alan said, "He went back to find you when you returned to photograph the Apollo."
"He must have changed his mind then. Last I saw of him was, it was just before I went back to Apollo."
Kenneth's voice dragged strangely. He gave an aimless little giggle, closed his eyes and reopened them sluggishly. By the light of day, Alan saw that the pupils had contracted.
"Yes, that's right," Kenneth drawled. "I remember. It was then."
"And he didn't follow you and Lady Bracely, Major Sweet?"
"I imagine that to be perfectly obvious, sir. He did not."
"And he didn't join you, Lady Bracely, in the atrium?"
"If that's the rather dismal little garden where the gallant Major dumped me," she said, "the answer is no. Mr. Mailer didn't join me there or anywhere else." "I don't know why," she added, widening her terrible eyes at Alan, "but that sounds vaguely improper, don't you think?"
Major Sweet, red in the face, said unconvincingly that he had understood Lady Bracely would prefer to be alone in the atrium.
"That," she said, "would have rather depended on what was offering as an alternative." "I must say," he began in a fluster, but Alan interrupted him. "Would you stay where you are, all of you?" Alan said, and to Grant, "You're in charge, aren't you? Be a good chap and see they stay put, will you?"
He was gone, back into the church.
"By God, that's pretty cool, I must say," fumed the Major. "Ordering people about, damn it, like some blasted policeman. Who the devil does he think he is?"
"I fancy," Grant said, "we'd better do as he suggests."
"Why?"
"Because," Grant said with a half smile at Sophie, "he seems to have what Kent recognised in Lear."
"What the hell's that?"
"Authority."
"How right you are," said Sophie. "I think he's gorgeous," Lady Bracely agreed. "Too compulsive and masterful."
A long and uneasy silence followed this appraisal.
"But what's he doing?" Kenneth suddenly asked. "Where's he gone?"